Dr. Balagay here. This podcast is one in a series of 10 podcasts on the topic of falls in older adults. It's from an outstanding chapter in Balagay's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. After completing this series of 10 podcasts, the listener should have a solid foundation in managing falls in older adults. This podcast is derived from an outstanding chapter authored by Dr. Sarah M. Bradley, who is an associate professor of medicine and geriatrics at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University, Chicago, Illinois. Prior to this, she was an assistant professor of medicine and geriatrics and palliative medicine and the co-director of the Integrated Internal Medicine Geriatrics Clerkship for third-year students at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. The senior author is Dr. Reena Karani, MD, MHPE, who is the Senior Associate Dean for Undergraduate Medical Education and Curricular Affairs and Professor of Medical Education, Medicine and Geriatrics and Palliative Medicine at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, New York. Her clinical interests include care of hospitalized older adult, perioperative management, and consultative models of care. Multiple choice question. A 77-year-old man with a history of falls in the past is deciding on an exercise program to decrease his risk of subsequent falls. Which of the following exercise programs will be most effective in decreasing this patient's risk of falls? A. Tai Chi. B. Daily walking. C. Lifting weights. D. Yoga. And the answer is A. Tai Chi. Exercise is one of the most commonly prescribed interventions to prevent falls in community-dwelling older adults. Specifically, for any intervention to be effective, however, it needs to target at least two of the following four components: strength, balance, flexibility, and endurance. Of the physical activities listed as possible answers to this question, only Tai Chi fulfills this requirement. The literature has shown that the Tai Chi group exercise decreases fall rates by 47%. What is Tai Chi? It's a low impact, slow motion exercise. You go without pausing through a series of motions named for animal actions. For example, white crane spreads its wings, or martial art moves such as box both ears. As you move, you breathe deeply and naturally, focusing your attention, as in some kinds of meditation, on your body sensations. Tai Chi might as well be called meditation in motion. Some have argued it could be called medication in motion. There's growing evidence that this mind-body practice, which originated in China as a martial art, has value in preventing many health problems in the elderly. As you can get started even if you aren't in top shape or the best of health. Tai Chi differs from other types of exercise in several respects. The movements are usually circular and never forced. The muscles are relaxed rather than tensed. The joints are not fully extended or bent, and connective tissue are not stretched. It can be easily adapted for anyone, from the most fit people confined to wheelchairs or recovering from surgery. A Tai Chi class might include these parts: warm-up, and an instruction to practice Tai Chi forms, and Shai Kung, which is translated as breath work or energy work. The warm-up consists of easy motions such as shoulder circles, turning the head from side to side, or rocking back and forth, helping you to loosen your muscles and joints and focus on your breath and body. Instruction and practice of Tai Chi forms include short forms. These forms are sets of movements which may include a dozen or fewer movements, and long forms which may include hundreds of movements. Different styles require smaller or larger movements. A short form with smaller, slower movements is usually recommended at the beginning, especially if one is older or not in good condition. Shai Kung, which is breath work or energy work, consists of a few minutes of general breathing, sometimes combined with movement. The main goal is to help relax the mind and mobilize the body's energy. It may be practiced standing, sitting, or lying down. There is evidence of a lower rates of falls with Tai Chi, with programs offering classes 1 to 3 times per week for 13 to 48 weeks. 7 trials have shown a 19%, that is a 95% confidence interval of 1 to 33, a 19% lower rate with Tai Chi than with control interventions of falls. Walking often included in exercise programs, but on its own has not shown to prevent falls. This podcast on falls in older adults was from an outstanding chapter in Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's from an outstanding chapter authored by Dr. Sarah M. Bradley, MD, who is a faculty physician at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, and Dr. Reena Karani, MD, Senior Associate Dean and Professor of Medicine and Faculty Physician at the Icahn School of Medicine, Mount Sinai, New York.